Nobody wants to get what is necessary to screen for colon cancer. It's uncomfortable. It's embarrassing. But it may be time to do it. Dr. Paula Hall is joining us from the American Health Network located in Greenfield. And, well, Dr. Hall, it is the month to talk about colorectal cancer because March is the awareness month for such things. And well, nobody wants to get these colonoscopies and have to. I mean, it's a process where you have to be out for a day, kinda, and it's uncomfortable. But maybe you can share why it's so necessary.
Sure, Chris. First off, please, if anyone ever asks you to mark it for me, don't accept, because it's not as bad as you've already promoted it to people.
Okay.
The exam's really not bad, okay? Most people with a colonoscopy, most people complain about the prep or the clean out the day before. You know, there's 52,000 people who die of colon cancer every year. So we really, it's colon cancer is a unique cancer in terms of we can actually prevent people from getting it. So that's the idea of a colonoscopy, because a colonoscopy actually examines your colon, which is the lower part or the last part of your digestive system, and it examines your rectum, which is kind of your poop chute there, and it looks for the precancerous lesions, the polyps that people start growing in their 40s and 50s, and if we can find those polyps and take them out, why then people don't get colon cancer. Since 1970, we've actually decreased the death rate by 50% because we're doing better screening and we have better treatment and less people are smoking. So tobacco is one of the risk factors for colon cancer. But colonoscopy is not the only screening test. If you're scared to death and you don't want to do a colonoscopy, don't eliminate the possibility of getting screened for colon cancer, because we've got other screening tests also.
That's one thing I wanted to ask you about, because I hear these ads on the radio all the time about this DNA testing where you can actually send in a sample and mm-hmm. they test it. Is that an accurate test? Does it do the job?
You know, it does. There are two other screening tests for colon cancer. The first one I would promote is just a annual looking for blood in your stool test. And again, that's one that you just send back to your doctor, but you get some poop and you put it on a card and send it back to your doctor, and they look and see if there's microscopic blood in there. You do that every year, and that's a fine test. It's looking for large polyps that would occasionally get scuffed up and bleed, or it's looking for colon cancer. The second one that you talked about, the one that you hear about on the radio or TV, that commercial where they talk about looking for cancer DNA, that one you do every 3 years, and what it does is it looks for blood, just like the one I talked about, and then it also looks for cancer DNA. The problem with those two tests are that they're kind of the horses a little bit out of the barn, in terms of you've either got a very large polyp or you've got cancer, and the colonoscopy is trying to find the polyps when they're small. But I'm not going to complain regardless of which test you get. You just need to get screened, even if it's just an annual looking for blood in your stool, it can save your life. It really can.
And you talk about colon cancer being something that if you catch it early, it's survivable. There are some procedures, of course, that have to happen if it's caught early and there is cancer in there. Can you talk about those a little bit?
Sure. First of all, let me brag a little bit. There's like a 91% 5-year survival rate if it's caught early. So what that means is that if you have 100 people with colon cancer and you do the necessary treatments for it, in other words, take out that little section of your colon and put it back together, 91 of those people will be still alive in 5 years. If you catch it a little later and it spread to the lymph nodes, then you're looking about 70% or a little bit more than 70% of those people will be alive in 5 years. So the idea, colon cancer, again, is the opportunity of colon cancer gives us tons of opportunity because we can find those polyps and take them out before you get cancer. Or if we get it early in the cancer stage, you've got a great survivability. The key to preventing colon cancer is screening. 60% of deaths are prevented just right off the top by screening.
Okay. So get screened. That's the most important thing to remember.
Yeah, let me just, yes, that's the very most important thing, but let me put it in perspective. If you think of your high school homeroom, okay, and you had 25 people in there, and you went back in time and looked at them, one in 25 of you are going to get colon cancer if you're a female, and one in 23 are going to get, if you're a male, get colon cancer. So it's a popular cancer, and we can prevent it. That's the reason we really harp on people. That's the reason you see those commercials on the radio or hear those commercials on the radio and see them on TV, and you hear your doctors always talking to you about getting colonoscopies. We can actually do something for this one.
And if you have some pre-existing conditions like colitis or Crohn's disease, you want to be extra vigilant about that screening.
That's right, because that colon cancer doesn't start as a polyp usually. That has to do more with the underlying disease. But for sure, you want to be vigilant. Those people want to be vigilant.
All right. Dr. Paula Hall, what do people need to do if they want to get more information on it?
Well, there's lots of places you can go, but, you know, I'm a physician. I would say talk to your doctor and tell them you want to live to see your grandkids graduate and get married and have babies, and you want to get screened for colon cancer. It's that important.
All right. Dr. Paula Hall practices in Greenfield and is with the American Health Network. Thank you so much, Dr. Hall.
Thank you, Chris.